The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. A few days ago, the Lord awakened me very early in the morning. When that happens, I know that it generally means He has something very specifically He wants to talk with me about. So I began to read my Bible in the normal progression by which I read it through each year. I was in 1 Chronicles at this particular time, and as I read chapter 16 and verse 35, the words grabbed my attention. It was as if the Lord had encircled those words and was saying, "Don, here is the prayer I want you and others to pray in these days." This passage is the record of King David, who himself was a great worshiper, telling the priest who ministered to the Lord before the ark a prayer they could pray to God as they did their ministry of worship 24 hours a day. And I believe the Lord is saying to us in America today, we should pray this same prayer. It is causing hope to rise in my own heart as I've been praying it often ever since. The prayer is part of a group of verses which reveal how God is in control of all events on this earth. Verse 31 says, "Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigns." No matter what events may occur on this earth, no matter how much mocking of God is done in the earth, no matter who is the earthly ruler who thinks he's in control, the fact is, the Lord reigns. This foundational truth that God is sovereignly in control of all persons and events on this earth is the basis for faith in Him, in Jesus Christ. It is this context that David cries to God, "Save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to Thy holy name and glory in Thy praise." This prayer is so appropriate to the present situation in which we find ourselves in America. May it be the heart cry to God of everyone who loves this nation that God created for His own purpose of getting the gospel of Christ to the world. May we pray, "Save us, O God of our salvation." Should we not recognize that only the God of heaven, our Creator, can deliver us now? That only a return to the biblical instructions of how to maintain a nation of liberty can recover our lost liberties. Should not the lack of moral courage among politicians and people across this nation cause us to admit to God that only He can save us now? Should not the refusal to acknowledge Jesus Christ as the rightful ruler of all nations, the ignoring of the coming financial collapse of our economy, the refusal of so many people to admit that if any man should not work, neither should he eat, should not these things drive us to our knees, crying to Him to save us, O God of our salvation? Then David cries, "Gather us together." This should be our earnest prayer right now. While many individuals are praying around our country, God is stirring us to come together to pray. God created a church, a body of believers to accomplish His work in this world. We should be able to see from this that He wants us together praying for revival. He wants us together praying to be delivered from the heathen. For the most part, the heathen, those who don't know God through Jesus Christ, are ruling our state and national governments. Candidates from either major party are seldom people who know Jesus Christ as Lord. O lover of Jesus Christ, friend of America, should not you pray as you gather with others, "Save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together, deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to Thy name and glory in Thy praise." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.